With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A second shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, where there's heightened concerns about hunger and a possible famine.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Francis Scott Key Bridge accident last week turned the spotlight on the years of neglect of other bridges across the U.S.
Thousands of old bridges across the U.S. awaiting replacement or repairs after inspectors found them in poor condition. About 167 million vehicles travel daily over 42,000 bridges that are characterized as poor. An AP analysis found four-fifths of those have problems with substructures that hold them up. And almost 16,000 of them were in poor shape a decade ago. Marcia Geldert Murphy with the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We have not maintained our infrastructure at the rate that we should for many, many years.
A recent federal infrastructure law is providing $40 billion for bridges over 5 years, but even that is far short of what's needed to make all the repairs. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, engineers in Baltimore focused on removing what's left of the Key Bridge. SRN News. One Washington institution is giving a big financial boost to help supporters of pro-life.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit, and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon signed a measure that will bar sex change operations for children under the age of 18. That makes 24 states who've adopted laws designed to protect young people from irreversible procedures designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Most legal experts believe the issue will one day arrive before the Supreme Court. This is SRN News. Good news for flyers who have furry little friends. One airline wants to make it easier for travelers to bring their pets on board. Jackie Quinn has more in this report.
Under the old rules, air passengers who brought a pet into the cabin would have to pay $150 and could only bring one small bag that could fit under the seat. Luggage would have to be checked for an additional fee. Now American Airlines is allowing more. Passengers can bring their pet into the cabin and their carry-on luggage. The airline didn't explain the reason for the change, but travel blogger Gary Leff said it had been frustrating that his small dog was counted as carry-on luggage since he was already paying a hefty pet fee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Check out more details by logging on at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.